than an old man voice all the time. Okay, let's pray. Lord, we want to thank you for everything. We thank you for your faithfulness. We sing about it. And we know, Lord, you are ever faithful to your people. Lord, even as we come to your word at the end of this year, Lord, may your word speak powerfully into our hearts. Speak to us, O God, for we need a word of season for you. We ask for your hand over your servant as he brings forth the word. Let it be clear. Let it be powerful. Let it be your words as this time for your people. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, as we come to the end of the year, it's a good time to reflect on the year. And it also is a good time to look forward, you know, to what is going to come to an end and what is going to begin soon. That is just a few days from here, will be 2022. And when you try to reflect what is happening in the year, there is always mixed emotion. How many of you realize that? To some, you know, this year has been a tough year. You hope that some relief will come as we come to the end of the year. It may be a year of financial issue, a year of relationship issue, a year of family issue. And you are, believing God that something good will come out as we close this year. For me, this has been a health issue.
Hello.
I was admitted to the hospital and I stayed there for 2 nights with internal breathing. My heartbeat was about 120 for about 8 hours. Then I think I need to go to the hospital. I went in. I end up in the room. 4 people in the room. And now this is my first experience staying in Australia with 4 people in the room. Opposite me was a grumpy old man. He has vision impaired. He could not press the button if he wants a nurse to come. Next to me was a confused old man. If he's not asleep, he keep on saying this word, "Hello, help me please. Hello, help me please." It was not just daytime, but in the middle and early morning, and he lying down flat, could not even press the bell for help. I look at both of them. I say, "God, I know what sermon I'm going to preach on this Father's Day. What kind of old man do you want to be?" And I end up being the bell boy for both of them. Every time they need help, I press, press the bell for them. And then just outside the door, the next room was a woman that never stopped talking. I'm telling you, she can talk and talk and talk. She cried and she talked about her life. And when Pastor Kara came and visited me, I said, "Pastor Kara, that woman needs counseling." I mean, I understand what is it like to stay in a hospital in a room when there are 4 people sharing the same room. Every morning, early morning, they'll come and take my blood. A tube of it so they can test it. The first morning, when this lady came in, she went to the grumpy old man. And the old man was so angry. "You think it's not painful? You think?" I said, "God, I hope she don't come to me." But lo and behold, she came to me and said, "I need to take your blood." I said, "Yep." He said, "I will take your blood from here." But all the time when people take my blood, it's never been from here. He said, "I'll take it from here." You know, say, in life, you never argue with 2 people. The one that has a knife in the hand and the one that has a needle in the hand. So I said, "Okay." And she poked. Not only she poked deep, she was digging here and there for the blood. Finally, she draw Finally, she draw the blood out. And I told her, I told myself, Lord, I hope tomorrow is not her. Lo and behold, tomorrow was the same woman. And when she came, she said, this time we will take it here. Here? Yes, here. I said, oh. Poke in, and she went deep, up, down, left, right. And she said, there's no blood. I said, pull the needle and say, we got to try again. I said, hey, please, why don't you just do it here? This is where I always have it. And she poked it there, and the blood came out. Health issue. Some of us may have it this year. And I know in this year, some of our family members felt sick. Some of them went through difficult time in health. You just hope that as this year comes to the end, a new season, a new day will come upon us. When I went back home, I discovered that my heartbeat was close to 100. 24 hours after I went back home, was still close to 100. Last night before I sleep, you know, sometimes you got to get serious with God. Say, God, enough is enough. This heartbeat needs to come down. I don't mean stop it. I mean come down. I went to sleep. Exactly 12 a.m. I woke up. I went to check. And it was still same, close to 100. I went to my office and did some work. 2 a.m. I went to sleep again. Exactly close to 7, something woke me up. I mean, it's like awakening. And when that awakening, the first thing that came to my spirit was this: your heartbeat is down. I said, wow. And I went to check. The heartbeat came down. Before I came, it went down to 74. You see, no matter what happened to you this year, we serve a great God for what? Next year. And I want you to be encouraged. Be encouraged as we come to the end of the year, looking as what Solomon said. Better is the end of things than the beginning of things. We started this year, you know, with COVID-19. We started this year with COVID-19 on us. And there were uncertainty, unknown, you know, and mountains of challenge. But as the year takes shape, we begin to see the good hand of God. The good hand of God that is what? Is empowering us, providing for us, upholding us, strengthening us. So that at the end of this year, as we come to a close, we may have great testimony of the faithfulness and the goodness of God. And one thing we can say, God is good all the time. Say amen to that. So there are only 5 over the days left for this year. And when it's passed, everything that happened in this year will be just history. There will be some short photograph shot in your mind of what has happened. But I want you to know that as this door closed and the door of 2022 open, it is a new day, a new beginning, a new season, a new hope, a new opportunity to everything that God has prepared for you. To begin well and strong in 2022
You need to release, you need to let go, and you need to cancel the minus episode of your life. Especially the failure, the disappointment, the hurt, the should or should have not, if and if only of yesterday and of 2021. Because if you don't cancel them, then they will become like an old breakdown tape recorder that keep on repeating in your mind, and then they will become excess baggage, and it will become a liability as you cross to 2022. If you are an accountant like our brother Paul, the company will always carry the loss and the minus over to next year. But we serve a God, say amen. We serve a God that said to you, don't carry your minus episode over next year. Because in Him, they are forgiven and they are buried under the blood. That you can start. You can start your life afresh in 2022. So as you start towards 2022, a new page in God, there are five R's that I want to speak about. First, remember. Second, release. Third, retain. Fourth, reposition yourself. And fifth, reprocess. And I'm taking this five R from the life of Jacob in Genesis 35 as he reflects on his own experience with God in battle. So the first R is remember. Verse 1, Kinder.
God said to Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there. Make an altar there to God who appeared to you when you fled from your brother Esau.
So the first R is remember. Memory is great. How many realize that? But the trouble with us, we tend always to remember what? The bad, than to remember the good. But God is calling us to remember the good and forget the bad, because He wants to do something new for you today, as He declared to you His promise in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and verse 19. Forget about what has happened. Do not keep going over all history. Be alert, be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It is blasting out. Don't you see? There he is. I'm making a road through the desert, rivers in the badland. Jacob, God is telling Jacob, as he's telling you, Jacob, you need to remember the good. You need to remember the good so that you are able to step to the next phase of your life, of your life. So when you remember the good, Jacob, you need to remember where you are now and where you have come from. Remember the then and the now. Jacob, now where you are, in this place where you are, you did not come by chance, by luck, by coincidence. It was the hand of the Almighty God working through every situation, every circumstances, every tears, every pain, so that Jacob can be in this place. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, where you are this morning is because God was involved in your life. Can you say yes to that? Jacob, when you left your home after you steal the birthright of your brother, you left your home empty-handed. Now 30 years have passed. You are coming back home. You are coming back home not empty. You are coming back home in a full house. You have wife, you have children, you have servant, you have stock, you have everything that is in your hand. You are blessed, you are prosper, you are doing well, because it is God who has given you all these things. this morning, you need to remember where you were and where you are now. And I want you to know, where you are now is in a good place. Even in the midst of COVID, God has still blessed you. He has still protected you. He has still watched over you. Remember. Then and now. Second Jacob, you need to remember the vow. The vow that you make to God. In Genesis 28, Jacob, out of desperation. Desperation. It was a personal crisis in his life. There he cried out to God. And I'm telling you, what Jacob cried out to God is what any of us would have cried out to God. He cried out to God and said, God, I'm asking you. I'm asking you for this three P's in my life. And I'm sure, that you are also asking God for this same three P's in your life. What did he ask God? He said, God, if you will be with me, he asked for the first P, what? Present. Then he said to God, if you'll keep me this way that I go, was the second P he asked God for, protection. Then he asked for the third P, if you'll give me bread to eat and cloth to wear, he was asking for providence. We always ask God for this, don't we ask? God, I need your presence, I need your protection, I need your providence. And we are here this morning because God has been faithful in his presence, in his protection, in his providence. God replied to him, I will not leave you until you have done that which I have spoken to you. So God has been faithful to Jacob. And in 30 years, God has fulfilled what he promised to Jacob. What God did for you, he will also do for what God did for Jacob. He will also do for who? For you. You need to believe. You serve a good God, a faithful God, a God that is always there for you. You need to stand upon his promises. You need to claim it and live it out because of all these three things that Jacob said to God, God, you do it for me. This is my vow to you. And God said, do you remember your vow? Jacob said, God, I will vow to you. And this is my three vow to you. It's there. I will worship you. I will build your house. I will tie to you. What Jacob was saying simply to God is this. God, if you give me your presence, your protection, and your providence, simply, God, I will put you first. This morning, we must be like Jacob as we cross to 2022 to remember our journey of then and now. That you are in an outstanding position today. You are much and blessed today because God, faithfulness and goodness in the midst of COVID-19. But do you remember your vow to God? Like Jacob did, to vow to worship him, to build his house, and to tie to him. So the first thing, as you cross over to 2022, the first thing is remember, say amen. Remember where you were and where you are now. And may as you remember him for what he has done for you, may there be a heart of thankfulness, of gratitude that flows out of you. Because it is so easily for us to forget our good Lord. The second thing that Jacob had to do is the word release. Let's read from verse 2 to verse 5.
Kendra.
So Jacob said to his household and all who were with him, "Put away the foreign gods that are among you, and purify yourselves and change your garments. Then let us arise and go up to Bethel, so that I may make an altar to the God who answers me in the day of my distress, and has been with me wherever I have gone." So they gave to Jacob all the foreign gods they had, and all the rings that were in their ears. Jacob hid them under the terebinth tree that was near Shechem. And then they journeyed. A terror from God fell upon the cities that were around them, so they did not pursue the sons of Jacob.
Release. You need to let go. You need to forsake, and you need to forget. We accumulate a lot of stuff in our life journey. If you go and look at your wardrobe, your garage, your storeroom, what have you accumulated in 2021? What have you accumulated in this 12 months? I do not know about you. Every now and then, a time of spring cleaning is necessary, is needful. And if it's needed in the spiritual time, in the physical dimension, how about spiritual cleaning? How about emotional cleaning? I tell you, some of the emotions that we have accumulated in this year are going to be dangerous emotions that is going to affect how you live next year. We accumulate it and we keep it and we think it's okay. It is not okay. Because next to me, in the hospital, was a woman that never stopped talking, and she was just crying out about her pain, and it was the expression of her emotion, of all the negative, painful emotion that is in her. I'm telling you, we need to release those emotions. What has Jacob and his family accumulated in their journey? Over the course of time, they have picked up foreign god. And these foreign gods may be these small articles that to them it seems harmless. Because these are the same thing the nation have. Yet, each one of these items move your heart further and further away from God. 1 John chapter 5, verse 21. Dear children, keep away from anything that might take God's place in your heart. Another translation for anything is that keep away from any idols. It's easy to think that we don't have this problem of idol. You are wrong. Anything that takes your attention away from God is a what? An idol. Anything that causes us to give less devotion and worship to God is an idol. I begin to realize I love cycling, but cycling can be an idol. Anything that has more influence over your life than God is an idol. Even your past can be an idol. Do you realize that? Even your pain can be an idol. You know, some people always talk about their pain because it becomes their idol of attention. There are all kinds of idols, visible and invisible. But they stand between us and the Lord, and we need to release them, let go of them, get rid of them. Release your idolatry. Release the things that hold you back. Release your past and your pain, because when you do it, it frees you to live in the power of the Spirit and in the Word. In fact, when you release, it brings a clean and clear conscience, giving you no room for the enemy of your soul to accuse you or point a finger at you. When you release, you are releasing self-condemnation. How many of you realize that? We have self-condemnation because we hold on to them. Release it. So, when they release it and give it to Jacob, verse 5 tells us, as the family released the idolatry, verse 5 tells us, that as they set out, a terror from God spread over the people in all the town of the area, and no one attacked Jacob's family. This is the power when you release them as you cross to 2022. This is the power, because when you release, the enemy cannot touch you, cannot accuse you, cannot bring condemnation to you. When you release them, you are free. You are free so that you can come to the new page of God's presence, God's protection, and God's providence. Because all that God has is purchased and paid for you by Jesus Christ on the cross. As I cross over, I want to release them. Thirdly, the third R is retain. Let's look at verse 6 and verse 7.
And Jacob came to Luz, that is Bethel, which is in the land of Canaan, he and all the people who were with him. And there he built an altar called the place El Bethel, because there God had revealed himself to him when he fled from his brother.
Once Jacob released those things, once he buried them, the next step, he built an altar. And when he built this altar, he called that place El Bethel. The word El, E-L, it means God. Jacob began to realize that once he released, God become the center of his life. God become the most important person in his life. God become all in his life. What about you? Jacob, you need to retain. What does Jacob need to retain? He need to hold on to what was given and promised to him. Same. You need to retain the promise of God. And you need to keep believing, keep dreaming, keep declaring, keep processing what God has promised you. Because he will fulfill them in your life. As Jacob was shortchanged by his uncle. And God bless him back. God will do the same for you. Retain his promise for you. It was at Bethel that Jacob was told about God's plan. And what was God's plan? God's plan was the same plan that he has for Abraham and for Isaac. What was his plan? To bless them. I will bless you and make you. God is covenantor. Remember that as you retain the promise of God for you and your household. Remember as you cross over to 2022 that God is covenantor. And he will keep his promise to you and to your children. As he has visited you, he will also visit your children. Some of us, we have children who are struggling in their faith. I ask you, love them, pray for them, because God will remember his covenant. And in the most unexpected time, God will be able to turn them around. And I'm telling you, when God turned them around, they will never be the same again. Their desire, their compassion, their love for God was changed immediately. And it will change to bring shock into your life. Because what man cannot do, what you cannot do as a parent, God can. Retain his promise for you and your household as you cross to 2022. Jacob, you have to retain this revelation of God, not as a memory, but as a living relation of God, of who he is in your life. It was at Bethel that Jacob had this dream where he saw the angels of God ascending and descending from a ladder. And then when he woke up, he said, surely the Lord is in this place. It was better that Jacob have a personal encounter with God. It was better that Jacob met God personally. And it was better that God give Jacob the revelation that I am the God of Abraham and I am the God of Jacob. And now I want to be your God. After Bethel, God is called the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Jacob, most of your life, you did what you want. You did what your mom wanted. And you forgot to ask God, what did you want? Jacob's eyes has been blinded by himself and others until God broke his blindness and called him to see that I am God. I am covenant and I am personal. This is revelation to Jacob. Jacob, retain the revelation that you have about me. Some of us sitting here, there were a defined moment in your life that you say, God, you are God. Have you come to that place before? You need to hold those moments when you declare deep within your spirit. Just like I woke up in the morning, something said, your heartbeat is down. You know he is God. You need to retain that revelation. What does Jacob have to retain? He had to retain his altar to God. After this revelation of God, Jacob built an altar. There he established his relationship with God. But do you know, there is no reference of Jacob building any other altar at any place after Jacob for the next 30 years until Genesis 35. Is this the reason why that caused Jacob to go downwards? This morning, as you cross to 2022, retain God's promise to you, and his promise is yes and yes. Retain your revelation of who God is, and do not allow your own busyness to stop you to think about God, spend time with God, and have no time to build altar to God. God called Jacob, retain the promise, retain the revelation, retain the altar. What do you need to retain today as you cross over to 2022? We come to the fourth R, reposition. That is reading from verse 8 to verse 13.
And Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried under an oak tree below Bethel. So he called its name Allon Bakut. God appeared to Jacob again when he came from Paddan Aram and blessed him. And God said to him, your name is Jacob. No longer shall your name be called Jacob, but Israel shall be your name. So he called his name Israel. And God said to him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall come from you, and kings shall come from your own body. The land that I gave you to Abraham and Isaac I will give to you, and I will give the land to your offspring after you. Then God went up from him in the place where he had spoken with him.
Now two women has played a very significant role in the life of Jacob. These two women was his mother, Rebecca, and his nanny, Rebecca, Deborah. We know that Deborah was sent to Jacob when he was with his uncle so that she could be a nanny to the children of Jacob. And now both mom and and Nanny are dead. And this has been a great loss to him. A great loss that he wept for them, and he called the place of his weeping the Oak of Weeping. Sometimes it takes a crisis and a great loss, you know, a great loss for God to get your attention and to reposition you to your destiny in him. It's like a wake-up call, a sudden and a shocking awakening, and it's always for your own good. Genesis 32, when Jacob wrestled with God, and God changed his name. But he has never lived in the power of his new name. Now in Genesis 35, God again said to him, your name is changed. From now onward, reposition yourself to the new name, to the new authority, to the new right, to the new inheritance, to the new purpose for what I have for you. God is saying to Jacob, stop being Jacob. Stop being Jacob. Stop living the old way. Stop doing your new thing. And here, God said to Jacob, you need to reposition and see who you are in him. I am to you the Almighty God, the El Shaddai. Reposition yourself to the promise of blessing. You will be great, you will be blessed and fruitful, and your children are destined to rule and to reign. And so God said to Jacob, Jacob, I'm calling you your name again, Israel. From now onward, don't live in your old name. Start to live in your new name. From now onward, don't live in your old creation. Start to live as a new creation in Jesus Christ. So, Jacob, reposition yourself. So how do you reposition yourself? First, it starts with the what? With the mind. Your thinking needs to align to God's word. Then it has to do with your heart, because your heart is your affection, what you love, what you value. Then it has to do with your action, what you do, then your confession, what you say. They all had to come under God. And as Jacob come under the Almighty God and live in the power of his new name, Israel, because God said to him, you have struggled, but you have prevailed. He's saying to you, the old is past, the new is come. 2021 is come to the end. 2022 is starting. Reposition yourself for a new start. Don't get carried by what has happened to you. This morning, 2021 is passing. Now reposition yourself under the grace of the Almighty God, who promised you a fresh start, a new beginning, a new page in 2022. Reposition yourself to who you are in Christ. Reposition to his promise. Reposition to God's blessing for you and your children. I want you to know, it is not over till God say it is over. Some of us already say it is over. No, it is not over. As long as you have breath, the promise of God can still be fulfilled in your life. As long as you have breath, the prophetic word, not from man, from God, can still come to pass. You need to reposition yourself and rule and reign in him. As we come to the close, take your position this morning and be prepared to cross to 2022. The last R is the word repossess. Reading from verse 14 and verse 15.
And Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he had spoken with him, a pillar of stone. He poured on it a drink offering on it and poured oil on it. So Jacob called the name of the place where God has spoken to him, Bethel.
Okay, thank you, Kara. Let's give her a hand. She reacted very well. You hear a husky voice preaching. You hear a sweet voice reading the scripture. When Jacob built his altar, he repositioned himself to who God is and what he promised him. This is the power of God's spoken word. The power of God's promise. Israel, Jacob, from that day onward, did not become Jacob. He became what? Israel. And from that day onward, one person became a nation. You see, this is the power of God. When you reposition yourself and repossess what he has for you, the enemy has stolen from you. But I want you to know, God will bring it back. God will return. God will give you more and more. What you have lost in 2021, God can give you more in 2022. You need to repossess. There is nothing, nothing that gives you better strength for 2022 than the presence of God and the promise of his blessing. You must know that God is for you and not against you. You must remember that you belong to the Father. You must be encouraged by the promise that God say, I do have a plan. I do have a future for you. I do have good things for you. As we come to the close of 2021, God is calling you to remember then and now. He's calling you to retain his promise, his revelation of who he is, and the author. He's calling you to release. Don't carry them over. Start a brand new page with God. Whether it's your life, whether it's your work, whether it is your marriage, start 2022 with a brand new page. Let go of all the past, the hurts, the disappointment. Start 2022 with a new page for your marriage. If you don't, then I'm telling you, you are just hearing the word of God and you're not putting it into practice. And you must reposition yourself. God, I am not out. I'm in. I will not allow anything to cause me to move away from my position in you. Because God, I reposition myself in my mind, in my heart, in my action, in my saying. Because God, I'm repositioning myself because you have said I'm a new creation. The devil say I'm always the same. That's the devil. But he say you are a new creation. Start repositioning yourself to be that new creation. Start repositioning yourself to be who God say you are. I'm telling you, knowledge do not reposition you. But what reposition you? The revelation of who God is and what he did for you. It's time we move from information, from knowledge, to the power or reality of who God is and what he say. And then, repossess. He is yours. Repossess all he wants you to be and to do in 2022. And in faith, boldly step into your new year in the next few days. We're going to come back the next Sunday. I'm going to preach. What are we going to do for this 2022? Are you looking forward to it? Today's message challenge you. Remember there and now. Don't forget. You did not arrive because of lack of anything. You are here. And everything that is in your hand. The job that God has given you. The healing and his touch over your life. Is because of the faithfulness and the goodness of God. But He also saying to you, release those things, those pain, those past, those things that holds you back from more of what God has for you. And he said to you, retain my promise. Retain my revelation. Retain the altar. And he said, let's stand up together. This is the moment. This is the moment where God said, you need to reposition yourself. Where you are standing, you may say, God, it looks small. It looks sleepy, Lord God. But God is saying to you, don't look at it as it is small, because I am able to enlarge the place that you stand. Don't say, Lord, it's so sleepy that I'm fall. I'm able to sustain and to hold you that you don't fall. Reposition yourself. Jacob, you are no longer Jacob. You are Israel. When are you going to reposition yourself and start living in the new name I've given you? When are you going to reposition yourself and start being my child? Start being the new creation. Start being who I say you are. And then to reach out your hand and repossess. Let's stand before him this morning as every head is bowed. Remember then and now. Lift your hand. Say to him, Lord, I thank you. I'm grateful. I'm thankful, God. I know where I am right now. It is because of your hand working through every circumstances, every situation. Sometimes, God, it looks like so bad, and it looks like impossible. But you have seen me through, God. I remember what I was and what I am now. Lord, I remember the vow that I make to you. Just give me your presence. Just give me your protection. Just give me your providence. And I promise you, God, I will put you first. Remember. Release. What do you have to release this morning? With your hand open, say to the Lord, Lord, I release. Say it. Maybe someone that has hurt you, that has disappointed you, that has done evil to you. Maybe it's your pain. Lord, this morning, I release. I do not want them to hold me back. I release them to you, O God. They are yours right now, God. They are no more mine. Yes, release them right now. Say to the Lord, Lord, I release whatever it is. You know what it is that holds you back. What is this that troubles you? What is it that is like an old broken tape recorder that keep on repeating in your mind? You know. Say, God, I release them to you. No more! I don't want to be troubled with it anymore. I don't want it to bite me and eat me and trouble me. I don't want to turn left and right and can't sleep. I want to release them to you so that I can start fresh. Fresh like a new person in Jesus Christ. Now, retain God's promises. what He promised you, He will fulfill. He is not a man that He would lie. You think you realize? God is the promiser and He is the promise keeper. Lord, I retain the promise You have for me. The promise that You have for my household. The promise that You have for my children, for my grandchildren. Those promises, God, is because You are true and You are covenantal. So God, I'm going to retain those promises and begin to thank You and begin to worship and bless You for Your promises. God, I want to retain the revelation of who You are. That moment You came into my life and I can say, You are Lord. Where I can say, I believe. Lord, I want to retain that revelation. And I want to build altars before You. Moments of God that I can reflect on my life. Moments of God that I can be thankful. Moments of God of decision, of no turning back. Now reposition yourself. Jacob had to see God is the Almighty God. You need to see God is the all-powerful God. He has to reposition to the blessing of God promised to him. You also have to reposition yourself to the blessing of God promised to you. Reposition yourself for a fresh new start in 2022 as it approaches. To God's blessing for you and your children, to rule and reign in Him. Lord, I reposition my mind, my heart, my action, my confession. It comes under the Almighty God. It comes under the grace of God. And I know when I reposition, He will give me the strength I need to repossess. What is mine is mine. I will not be shortchanged. I will not let the enemy take it. I will not let my feelings and the lie of the enemy take it away from me. I am repossessing my blessing, my loss, my children in You, O God. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Jack, thank you.